Most people feel that they have to live a so-called normal life. Maybe because of the society, because of their family, friends, or they just feel that their lives aren't normal. Because they feel that a life that is normal won't have problems or regrets or mistakes. But actually, everyone has their own meaning of a so-called normal life. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Undiscussed with Nabila. I am your host, Nabila. This podcast is all about controversial topics, debunking topics, discussing undiscussed topics and issues, and elaborating on different situations and opinions that affect our society. It is also your one stop for motivation, insight, and advice. And today, I'm going to be talking about living a quote-unquote normal life. But before we get to that, depending on where you are listening or watching this from, do not forget to like, share, follow, and please leave a 5-star review. Also, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast to stay updated. For Instagram and the Facebook page, it's at Undiscussed with Nabila. On Twitter, it's at UWNABILA. The links are in the description. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at UWNabila or comment on any of the Instagram or Facebook pages posts, or you can also message the account. If you guys want to get the posters of this podcast or any of the episodes, you can check the Pinterest board. The link is in the description. And now, let's get to it. So, first and foremost, like any other episode, I'll have to define the words in the title from Google, of course. So, first, let me define living. The pursuit of a lifestyle of the specified type, normal, conforming to a standard, usual, typical, or expected. Then life, the existence of an individual human being or animal. When you look at society as a whole, people have this definition of how life is supposed to be, of how life is supposed to treat us, and if it doesn't treat us that way, then we start to think that our lives are abnormal. Lots of people look at other people's lives and they're like, oh, they have a normal life. They wish they had that type of life or that kind of life. But the truth is, if you look a little bit deeper, you'll see that that person who you're wishing to have your life may actually be wishing to have your life. Everyone's definition of a normal life is different. For some, it's a life with no regrets. For some, it's a lifetime of happiness. Some, a life of no mistakes. Some, a stable life, a stable career, and so on and so forth. When we wish for good things to happen, we should already know that life already has its twists. Everyone only wants good things to happen to them. But the reality is, life always plays a game that we just probably and most times won't understand. Sickness, sadness, they are all part of life. And there are things that we should accept. I'm not saying that people should stop praying to have bad things happen to them. But I want everyone to be comfortable with your life and not just start thinking that, oh, how they wish they had someone else's life. Or how they wish they had a so-called normal life. When you search up how to live a normal life, there are so many things on the internet. But I haven't seen anyone point out that if everyone acted the same way, had the same routine, woke up the same time, did the same things, then this life would be so boring and just more of like Ctrl-C, Ctrl-V, copy, paste, just to duplicate. People learn more from failures than from success. I think it's something that's not really talked about because everyone wants to have that perfect, happy life. But a perfect life doesn't exist. Being happy all the time, the world always pushes people. There are times where you'll feel sad, you'll feel frustrated, you'll wonder why your life isn't like any other person's life, but it isn't for you to give up or just start crying and wondering why you don't have a normal life, because when you look at it in this world, no one has a normal life. I don't think there is a proper definition of a so-called normal life and how to live a normal life. Some say wake up on time, go to the gym, always be happy, stay away from fights, and all those things when you search up on living a normal life. But then no one talks about accepting the life that you have, because imagine living 10 years of your life only being frustrated that you don't have a normal life instead of just accepting the situation. I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to change how your life is if you feel that your standard of living isn't good or you feel that your character isn't good. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that intentionally frustrating yourself because you feel that you aren't conforming to the standard, the usual or typical standard of life expected. Like, for example, now imagine a door. Another example. Imagine a car looking at an airplane and being like, oh, the airplane has a much better life because the airplane can fly anywhere, just take off and go, and then wishing that he or she had that type of life, if he or she was that airplane, and then the airplane up in the sky looking down at the car being like, I wish I could drive on the streets and go to the mall and go to houses and being parked there and been taken on rides instead of in the air. And I feel that that cycle of life keeps going and going and going and iterating, and people don't realize that the want and the need to be someone else's have already taken over themselves, that they don't actually see the good that's in their own lives, the good that's actually helping them, because you're only seeing the bad aspects of their lives. Okay? And I do hope that my point is getting across, because I don't know, I'm trying to explain this as much as I can. So the point of this episode is that you don't have to try to find to live a normal life. There is no such thing as a normal life. You may look at someone else's life and you'll be like, that is a normal life. But then that person won't think that way because there isn't one definition of a normal life. Okay? Because you faced a setback in life doesn't mean that you're unfortunate. It doesn't mean that you're unlucky. It means that you have more experience than other people. It's to see if something doesn't work out, try something else. If one road doesn't take you to the house or your destination, try another one. Keep trying, and if that doesn't work out, then try something else. There are always things to do, friends to make, ways to improve yourself, but not to look for a way to just drastically change your life all in one go. It doesn't work that way. So I'd like to end this episode by saying that don't just look for living a normal life in other people's life, but to look for it in your life and to accept life as it is and with all the setbacks and consequences and ups and downs that it has. And that's the end of this episode. I am your host, Nadia. But before you go, okay, do not forget to like, share, follow, and leave a 5-star review. Also, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast, Facebook, and the Facebook page and Instagram is at Undiscussed with Nabila. For Twitter, it's at UWNABILA. The links are in the description. If you guys want to get the posters of this podcast, it's in the Pinterest board, which is in the description. Any topics you'd love me to talk about, you can comment on any of the account's posts or tag the account on Twitter. And my socials, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, every single thing is at Bilatrizoretree. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. See you guys again next week, Wednesday, and every other Wednesday. And I wish you the best in finding out your life and accepting it. Goodbye.